Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
I ain't got a brew. Oh, yeah. Joe and Jay.
Hello. How you doing?
You all right?
I got some water, but then I did get offered a brew just a minute ago, which is nice.
I've got a brew on incoming.
It's the touch that counts,
doesn't
it? Do you have it?
Yeah, he offered you one.
I was just being polite.
15 minutes ago, he asked me if I wanted a brew.
He had to go and get some milk, though, to be fair.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Well, now, we'll have a brew.
Milk it in fucking self.
Miss, can I have what, T1, please? Thank you. You didn't hear that camera, he shouted, yeah. Are we on? I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah, we are. You all right, Joe?
Yeah, I'm very good.
Been up to?
I've just been... I went to see the new Christopher Nolan film today.
Tenet.
Got a little press showing of that. Give you a review, but I can't give you any spoilers.
Is that any good?
It's very confusing.
Oh, is that?
If you want to understand Tenet, you've got to watch this video, but watch this video in reverse.
Is it confusing because, no disrespect, you're not that bright?
Oh, or
is
it?
Is it confusing because
the thing is, though, Justin has a point.
He does have a point. Right, and I'll let you make your own mind up of that. There's bits where I caught with it, but it's a lot about like stuff happening in reverse.
Right.
I was going to give you an
sounds
example.
Sounds a bit much, this. You've got to watch a video before you watch it. That sounds hard work, that to
no.
me.
No, that was a joke.
Oh, right, sorry.
In reverse. Right. Mm-hmm. So you've got to keep watching like...
It's a bit like Memento.
Yeah, it's the same guy, isn't it?
Right. So it's just the same sort of thing. It goes.
He's
back.
The guy who did Inception. So he likes...
What was the actor called in Memento?
Guy Pearce.
Was he in Neighbours?
Yeah.
He's not in Tenet.
Really good in Lawless.
Yes.
There's no eyebrows though. And it's unsettling and I think it really works as a directing and wardrobe choice.
Weird. Anyway, I think he's in it.
Don't fucking interrupt me when I'm talking about Lawless.
Which one's that?
It's one with
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy's top actor, mate.
No, he is good. I didn't like Locke though. Just him in a car.
When one of the best lines in it is they get stabbed, don't they? Spoiler alert, it's about fucking 15 years old, sort your life out.
I couldn't do that.
He gets stabbed and he's like this old myth that he walked like 10 miles to hospital. Turns out some lady picked him up and dropped him off there and his response to it was like, thought I walked.
Yeah, far away that, isn't it? 10 miles for hospital.
Back in the day, though, isn't it?
Back in the day.
That's a Tory cut. That's a Tory cuts for you.
Yeah. That's
in a Wild West.
That's what they say at the end of the film, isn't it? Yeah.
Fucking Tory bastards.
How are we doing anyway?
Yeah, magic.
What are we talking about? I got here 2 minutes ago. No one's got a brew. You like being on the beds.
Been on fantastic.
It's just me and Clayton Blackmore every morning. It's 9 minutes.
It's quite cheap, the sunbeds.
Yeah, it's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I didn't thought they were really expensive.
No, you can get cancer loads of ways pretty cheaply.
Three quid round our way for 6 minutes, I think.
Is it? £3 for 6 minutes?
Yeah, man, that's decent, isn't it? don't get it sound naturally, yo.
What are we talking about?
Football. Manchester United Football Club.
Yeah, great team.
Lots of signings.
Football, future goals and fun.
Yeah. Well, Pogba's going to sign
probably
new
some
deal.
Of them.
And Harry Maguire hopefully won't go to prison.
The thing
so
is, though,
two new signings.
Pogba was always going to sign a new deal because we're the only daft enough to pay him.
What you give up Red Bull?
You been laughing?
What you give up Red Bull?
He's not enough staying power, is he? You know, it's like wishy washy.
Right, here's what I do. I quit it except for match days.
Is today a match?
No way.
Deals that?
And he also You're watches.
You're not even playing.
He also watches the.
What's your point?
Yeah, the youth, the academy, the women's.
Every day's a match day if you work hard enough.
Yeah, that's true. What's match day today?
I don't know. I'll find one. There is none today. Here's what happened. I didn't go to bed till late, and now I'm tired.
Okay, because there's a big game yesterday, yeah. Champions League final.
Yeah. Oh wait, I'm that. Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you, mate. Thank you, sir.
Bruce, which one's mine? One sugar.
That's one sugar.
Nice.
Where's mine?
New glasses.
Can't see.
Yeah, Joe, you have to get right into the mic. I thought you'd know about this, but people are
what? I have to get right into the mic?
Yeah, basically, I think when you turn your head, you're losing you.
Hello.
Right, so obviously everyone's lost their minds about Chelsea spending money.
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
Nothing new from...
It's just Groundhog Day all over again.
Yeah, it's great to see another team who were kind of behind you. Obviously, we went toe-to-toe against them. They kind of got the upper hand against us. They're spending a lot more money than we are. A lot more money than we are. I don't know if they've got the manager to execute the money that they spent wisely.
Well, Joe, they've signed that many good players that even Lampard couldn't really struggle with.
Could they do a title challenge, you think? Because
Well, do you know what?
You know what? Chelsea, me and you talked about this before, remember? Every 5 years, Chelsea win the title. At least every 5 years.
It's weird, isn't it? Do you remember that season when...
Since 2000, sorry.
Pep arrives at City. Jose arrives at... United. Yeah. Everyone thought, what's going to happen? Chelsea sneaking behind it.
Conte, yeah.
It's Conte wins the league.
You know, when Jose went back to Chelsea, he managed to win the title. Conte wins it. They obviously won it a few times. Ancelotti comes in, wins a double. Mm. They always surprise you and manage to do it. And you know,
why is Joe laughing so
hard? Lampard winning it.
Sort flower.
Or at least getting a challenge, it won't be that surprising.
This is that a cup
of tea? Did we literally run out of milk? That looks like a hot chocolate mix. Jesus.
Well, you should have seen it. I hope Joe can share that somewhere.
So, a lot of people in the questions, loads of different comments on it. I mean, United, I think it's safe to say this, United aren't the quickest at moving anyway. With the window being open till October, do you think we're just dragging our feet like we always do? Because we seem incapable.
There was a hint
I don't
of
think we're not willing.
Optimism, though, when all these talks really started going on about Sancho moving into United. You see, Sancho.
Who?
You thought that was.
You mean Jason Sanchez?
What?
That's what it's called on this show, my friend. Jason Sanchez.
Jason Sanchez.
Jason Sanchez.
Jason Sanchez.
Thank you.
Jason Sanchez, it looked like he was on his way to United. And I thought, right, this is it. We're getting deals done now. We know what we're on about. We've got a couple of months just to chill out. Nothing's happened. What's going on?
Jason Sanchez brought a new pair of boots out.
Did he?
Yeah, part of his
Funeral,
that shit. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't look great, does it? To be honest with you. It looks like we're just spending loads of time getting a deal not done. And then we're going to go, oh, yeah.
I'm 50-50. Half of me thinks. Half of me's panicking, thinking they're doing what they did with Jose in his second season.
What, completely throwing him under the bus?
Yeah, where they're going to go, hey, I know you want like some first-choice players. I know you're after Alderweireld. I know you quite like him. I know you quite like Danny Rose.
Yeah.
How about Lee Grant?
Yeah.
I know you want a midfielder. How's Fred do you? Yeah. And then, you know, we've also bought some 19-year-old kid from Portugal.
Yeah, who could be a good prospect, so fingers crossed.
Everywhere. And can you close the gap on City now?
Yeah, good luck.
No, you can't.
You've just got to wrote their transfer record by Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah. So, half of me worries, half of me worries that's on the cards.
Yeah, something spooky's happening there.
Oh, yeah, that's not good, is it? Is that for everyone or just us?
I don't know. So if people are watching now, we're green. Yeah, say that again.
It's in my top three colours though.
Green.
Yeah.
We're on top three colours already.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go with red, yellow and green.
Great three colours. I like a pastel pink.
I like pink, yeah. Some
pastel red. Pink.
Yeah.
Probably like black. And
goes with anything, doesn't it?
Goes with everything, makes you look slimmer. Susanna said, I've stuck by that. And diagonal lines as well.
No. Yeah, what colour are they?
Then that makes you look slimmer.
All right. No, I was wondering what colour these lines were.
I'd go with a Barney purple.
Yeah, so half of me's thinking...
Very good colours.
Half of me's excellent thinking we're getting a Jose second syndrome window.
Right. Yeah.
The other half of me's thinking maybe they're just taking their time a little bit. Here's what I know. People are just overreacting. Because people love an overreaction.
They do. Is there any element of this... I know we're going through a pandemic, but that second wave, are they waiting to see if that not narrows the prices down for anything? You look at Dortmund, they're going to need it. They want some cash, and they do get the cash in when they sell off their key players. The cash will go down dramatically if another wave comes across Europe. So is there anything United hedging the bets and going, let's just see how winter plays out, the start of winter and late September or October?
But weren't there noise coming out of somewhere that sounded like Small Schmafford at some point, where it was like United have got money so they can take advantage in the pandemic? Well, now it's all of a sudden it's going to fuck us.
My worry is, if you're waiting like that, I mean, A, it's a great unknown. You don't know how it's going to pan out.
Yeah.
And B, you're still waiting. You're still going to be 2-3 months into your season before you start. I mean, oh, no, 2 months, sorry, because I know you've only got like till October, the transfer window. But that could make a big difference. Like, Chelsea will have their players in doing a bit of training before the season starts. And if we're going to go during the season, then, you know, it was such fine margins for us getting in the top four last season.
Fine margins.
Yeah, those sort of 4 or 5 games might cost you. So I'd much rather we got business done early, but it's more important to get the right players in than just to get anyone in for the sake of getting them in quick.
No, totally. Like, the good recruitment trumps everything. You know, just good recruitment is what you need.
I mean, getting an alternative to Bruno a lot earlier than him wouldn't have been better than getting Bruno, would it?
Not at the end of the day, no, but then would we have finished inside the top three a lot more comfortable? Fucking clearly, because we didn't have Pogba for the first half of the season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We should have got Bruno in the summer rather than in the winter. But that's
I'm still sure that we had him in our heads, or at least United had him in their heads as Pogba's replacement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he was available in the summer, and it was like, oh, in the winter, sorry, and they was like, fuck it.
Burnley beat us, and it was like, we need to do something.
You know, in Edward was mind, you probably think that he probably thinks Pogba staying is like a new signing. Do you know what I mean? He's that daft.
You got any opinions that aren't cliches, Joe?
What do you mean? What, the Wubba's daft?
No, I was like, oh, this guy's a new signing and that guy's a new signing.
I think that if you think that Pogba's gone, and that's why they bought Bruno Fernandes, the fact that he's going to stay, you'd see it as an asset that you've retained.
All right, don't fucking book him again.
Would you not? Would you not?
What worries me?
You would though, wouldn't you?
Shut up, Joe.
Why?
It's a stupid premise.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
I don't see what's the stupid premise.
Rewind it and listen to yourself.
What are you coming from the point of, you're saying that's what Woodward would say?
I'm saying that's what Woodward
would
say.
Yeah, he's not saying that's what he's saying.
Are you bringing the point?
It's the fact that he's bringing that up, like we haven't heard that 4,000 times.
Oh, right, okay.
Sorry. What, the exact one about Pogba?
Yeah.
Just then?
Yeah.
About Fernandes?
Yeah.
When have you heard it?
Just put it on Twitter, Pogba new signing. I'll pull you up 42,000 examples. You unoriginal
you've lost your fucking head today. You're on one. You couldn't pull me up 40,000 examples.
Right.
A Pogba's a new signing. This happened yesterday, the rumours of Pogba was staying at United for a bit longer. So then my example of you saying Fernandes is like the replacement for Pogba. Pogba new signing.
Spell Pogba right.
Spell Pogba right, yeah. And he's arguing against me, he can't spell Pogba. Paul Pogba. Do you know what I mean?
What was it like when you went to see Tenet? Was it bizarre?
It's a press screening, so yeah.
Oh, hey! Was it now, eh? Oh, sorry. Press screening.
Until Wednesday.
I used to get invited.
Baby Boy says, watch United trying to sell us on Pogba being like a new signing. Benjamin says, Pogba is staying, signing a new contract soon.
The three words that you search for different orders.
Pogba announcing a new signing. Pogba is a new signing.
If you just say sorry.
Look at all these.
When was that though? When's that?
4 hours ago, we're up to.
Yeah, but there's not definitely.
With about 10 scrolls.
Yeah,
no.
But you're not even reading them.
Don't need to read them. I know what they say.
No, because two of them were not even the ones not even what you suggested.
Show up, Joe, you're fucking
right,
cliches.
Right, we get it. Right, you two. Right. They're going to claim that Pogba's a new signing, yet we know, right.
That's what I was just
but
saying.
It's not.
I was just bringing
it's
it
not.
To the
we
table.
Want. We want actual new signings. That's the thing, innit? So. And at the moment.
Who's we, Jay?
United fans. Because we're all in agreement on everything.
Good point. Well made. Harry the Fridge feel? When did he become a fridge, by the way?
Harry?
Yeah. Because I saw that all over the time when getting arrested.
Oh, yeah, that was like a meme.
Speaking of which, shout out to all the journalists that are crawling through fucking Marcus Rashford's bushes on all day. You absolute fucking scumbags. If I had a weekend free, I would drive out there in a boat and I would fuck your shit up.
Can I just say one thing?
Big drive.
You're using the term journalist very loosely there, mate. Climbing through a bush with a camera don't make you a journalist.
Okay. Photographer fucking nonsense.
Thank you.
Right, we've got a super chat from Joe. It says, United were that lad in high school and an entire term to revise for an exam then leaves it to the Sunday. You mean all of us?
What do you want me to read?
Nothing.
What,
he's read it. I've read it. Don't worry about it.
I thought you were looking over my shoulder, so I thought you wanted to see it. Very argumentative of you lot today.
Wild
tell
show
you what,
today.
What is going on here?
The brains were late.
Eh? Getting all moody. You've been at your press screening. You come back here thinking you're fucking Nicholas Parsons.
Had a bit of a sushi for lunch as well.
You fucking Tory.
Well, not eat out to help out. It's half price. Who's laughing
now? Oh, mate, we had three meals before. Didn't spend
that. We did that.
Spent about £7.
Yeah. He had a starter, a main, and a dessert. I'm not even joking.
I know you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't like
it. And I'm the Tory.
My fucking serious face.
You had three courses for lunch. I'm the Tory.
He had a starter.
He's like, how much was that?
A chicken starter.
£1.50.
We're all stood in the queue and he rocks up with a big bottle. I thought you just ordered. He's like, this be starter.
Where was it?
Arndale Market.
Arndale, yeah.
Nice.
Arndale Market,
lovely
mate.
Place.
Classic. Classic guys, us, mate. Just what, about that?
Here's the problem, right? You put all of those food establishments right on each other's doorstep. Oh, they're shoulder to shoulder, yeah, aren't they? In there. It's you sick. Walk in there, and then I'm getting out of people's way because there is a global pandemic, and I don't want to be just in the way.
Yeah.
And I stand outside another establishment, and I go, oh, I wonder what their chicken tastes like.
and you know.
And before you know, you've done that to six different venues.
I wonder if people watching from not in the UK understand what's happening here.
Probably not.
In fact, you get 50% off on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, that's yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of our viewers who aren't from the UK, but hey, you get 50% off your food and smoothies.
Do you?
Yeah, from Smoothalicious. When we started losing move around. When we started losing three matches in December due to lack of squad depth, Ollie out starts again. Oh, the Ollie out start again, and we forget about how we failed in the transfer. Yeah. That's, yeah, I mean, that's what happened and what's about to happen.
Very true.
Bit of a cliche, that though, mate.
Jay says, pour that water over him, Stephen.
Jay, you said that.
Yeah, no, I'm not getting involved in this.
Oh, right.
Nonsense. Yeah.
Plus equipment.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a massive thing, you know, do you know what I mean? Just can't be doing
let
that.
No, you would have done that.
Do you know what I mean? I would never do that. Yeah, I agree.
We should go for Thiago. No, we should go for Thiago, actually. I don't understand. Now, I always have that thing of you don't necessarily get someone out of Bayern Munich that they want.
Yeah.
Alaba. I break your arm for him.
Yep.
And Thiago Alcantara, mate. That just puts United on a next level up. Both of those. You should pull them in.
Is it not doable?
Well, I don't know.
Yes.
No, probably not.
Right, fair enough.
Not with Bayern Munich. There's a very real chance that we're being used as they all fucking new contract pawn with Alaba. Right. Very, 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 very,
we're talking
to very
like
much
that very
like.
Soon.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah. Yep. Actually, about 41 minutes. Yep. The Alaba one, I think, is that sort of thing. The Thiago one could be either way, you know. I think that could go either way.
I think he's thinking Alaba because he won't sign a new deal that he's.
Yeah, but you just keep fucking peeling 20s off and he will.
Right, okay.
It's a nice way to leave as well with a treble.
And is it eight titles? Is he one with eight titles?
Done all right, isn't
it? Yeah. It's so crazy, that German league, isn't it? They do bring out the best, but I mean, eight titles. My days.
Not like we won 13, is it?
Yeah, I know, but... Is it on the
treble? I think Joe's getting some stats up there.
As it stands, we're finishing 6th or 7th next season.
Nine titles on the spin.
Nine titles.
And the Champions League treble on your, in your last... In your last... eight in a row, nine overall. Well,
that's not a bad one to just bounce off on, is it?
Like, you know what I mean?
Roll
that's
with that
like, one. See you later.
Yeah.
And what? I'm off to United.
Don't I'm off. I'm going.
Aye. Yeah.
I'm going to come fourth.
That would be
year.
Peace out. Yeah. Mother stickers. Yeah,
yeah. Can't wait to get it.
I can't wait for that six pointer against Leicester on the last day of the season in the Premier League. Never mind this Champions League nonsense. Yeah. Get me down to the King Power.
Pictures of him with his shirt like that. Next to Pogba.
The thing is, it does seem like if Thiago's available for like 30 mil.
That's a bargain.
Yeah. Why are we talking about David Brooks for 40?
Because
they're just not on the same planet, are they?
No, it's not.
The money situation is absolutely crazy at the minute.
But, I mean,
with players like that. What?
We should have got Thiago years ago, shouldn't we? That was that not practically done until David Moyes said we don't need him?
I'm not sure how much of that's true and how much of that is like, you know, Guardiola was at Bayern and he's represented by his brother. That feels like a tapping, doesn't it?
Right. Okay.
Your agent, if I'm trying to get a player,
yeah,
and my brother's his agent.
Right,
come
okay.
Christmas dinner's not fun when he texts him at United, is it?
I saw quotes and like, I think it was Fergie in his book actually was saying that, you know, we looked at Thiago and he wasn't above the level of Cleverley. So I'm thinking if Fergie says that to you as David Moyes, we've got this player who's as good as Tom Cleverley.
Not quite.
But he's almost as good as Tom Cleverley. We're going to sign him for you.
I tell you what, you just completely gloss over some of the absolute wibble Fergie come out with, don't you, at times?
He had all his glory. He did have those moments where you're like, what?
The Phil Jones one's the one that, come on, it's indefensible.
I wonder if you go back and read into him and go,
really? How many? Know about this one.
Just looking at that one for me. just look at it. Look down. Yeah, I mean, you do allow it. Fergie could be like that fella that Cam saw walking around Northern Court before.
With his tackle out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a pair of pants on.
He had to help out.
One leg in, and he was holding the other trouser leg over his shoulder. So.
Wow. What a sight.
Cock and balls hanging out.
No, I missed it, unfortunately.
Wow. We're milling, or? No, we're not. Just right. Crikey. Go what? Like Voldemort's nose? A tapir's nose.
United just refuse to do smart deals. Edward Woodward is allergic to them. There could be a case of that. I also think because you don't have a good relationship with a lot of the directors of football or agents around the world, they just treat you like a fucking muppet because you act like one.
Yeah.
I think because you haven't got that. That's where someone like a Paul Mitchell for me would have been fantastic. Someone who knows having the pants pulled down sometimes. Like you said before, you take your car to the thingy. You say to me, oh, mate, all these horses, I need new horses. I'd be like, all right, let's get new horses then. I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But when, you know, you if you're a mechanic, you go, oh, I'm just not a BMW specialist. I'll take it to these guys. And they start fucking chatting. You go, mate, you're full of shit. I know. I just need the key for the thing. That's it. So, you know what I mean? Whereas, you know, Ed Woodward don't have a fucking clue what he's doing.
Help his debt.
You get a proper director of football in. He knows the market. He's got contacts. Because it's all about contacts. It's all about contacts.
Of course it is. You know, that's where Fergie was so great at getting deals done because he had contacts in other managers. Mm-hmm. He got on with them. He got on with the likes of George Graham, Howard Wilkinson, Kevin Keegan.
Even his biggest rivals.
Yeah, he still had a relationship with him where he'd get on the phone and go, give me Robbie Van Persie, I'll give you 27 million quid.
The craziest one ever.
Crazy, yeah.
I know that we've just been kind of going head-to-head for the title a little bit, but how about your best player comes and plays for me now?
And he does it, like three times. Do you know what I mean? Does it with Newcastle, does it with Leeds? But because he's got that relationship, whereas when United were in the market, apparently, for a director of football, it was nonsense. It wasn't someone with experience who had contacts. It was a club legend who would probably placate the fans because it's like, oh, Darren Fletcher's coming at the role. We all love Darren Fletcher. But has he got all these contacts? Has he got experience of being a director of football? Is he going to be able to get on the phone to Thiago's agent and have that relationship?
That's it.
With
they wanted Evra to do it. And right, if you want an ambassadorial role, right, for me, if you go, right, Steve, you're now United CEO, what are you doing? Well, first things first, I'm building a youth stadium and we're fighting if we're not, right? Because it's a fucking joke that we have to drive all the way to fucking Lee and Stretford doesn't have one. Trafford Council, sort your shit out. It's a disgrace. And also, can Stretford Paddock have a new pitch? Cheers. All pitches are closed.
That's how it works, doesn't it?
Anyway, right.
Call them out and ask them for something.
Yeah. That's what you got to do. Put them on the toes and I kick them in the balls. Right. So, apart from the first thing, building a youth stadium, that's got to happen. The next thing is get Mitchell in and give him ultimate power to bring in whoever the fuck he wants with the manager's blessing.
Yeah.
And you put his team to work. Now, if you want Paddy Evra and David Beckham and Cantona, What an unbelievable trio. And what a night out that'd be, by the way.
Yeah.
What an unbelievable trio to come knocking on your door. I don't give a fuck who you are. You open the door and Evra's got them glasses with a flick up, right? And he's like, eh. Like, as you open the fucking door to him and you go, right, you lot can come in.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're having a chat. And you're going to listen to what all of them guys say. All of them guys have worn an armband for Manchester United. All of them guys are icons in football, not just at Manchester United. And they say to you, listen, Lewandowski, but while you're at Wolfsburg, I'm thinking of going to fucking Blackburn. You know, or whoever, I don't care who you are. Those three guys come and tell you what Manchester United's all about. You got a Cockney, two French geezers, and they're like, listen, I found myself at that fucking club. They don't have to necessarily be fucking local 0161 lads. They're all from different places, and they can go and talk to fucking anyone and say, this is what this fucking club's about.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Mitchell identifies them, and you send the fucking boys out, do some
that,
bullshit
that
fan
makes
meet-up
sense
thing.
In the sense, it makes a lot more sense than getting them in to do the director of football role, which is a role they've not done before.
Learning it's a lot of pressure in it straight away to throw someone in
you
the
know, and it's like, you know, we've heard time and time again that, you know, in terms of sort of like a relationship with Dortmund, for example, the executives and all that, they get on. There's a, you know, they have meals and there's not, you know, it's not falling apart, the relationship, but there's no one there who can negotiate and get it done in the way it needs to. It's all very well sitting down for dinners now and again, but you need someone who can actually, has got the savvy, the business savvy and the nous when it comes to these deals, how they work, to get it over the line. And we haven't done that. You know, we look at our signings last summer. Anna Wan-Bissaka, Palace said 50 million. We said no. Palace said 50 million. We said no. Palace said 50 million. We said, okay then. Leicester.
Poke face up.
Yeah. Leicester said 80 million. We said, not a chance. We said 80 million. We said, not a chance. Leicester said 80 million. We said, all right then.
Yeah.
Take a check.
Not the best.
Not Sporting. The best deal, even the bargain we got with Bruno, Sporting said, what, 47 million going up to 54? And we went, okay then.
Yeah. There's no
after 6 months of messing about. Yeah. So there's no deal there. There's no bargain.
No.
We got Harry Maguire for 80 mil. What a snip.
No, even if the...
Do you know what I mean? We paid what they wanted.
So what's then, the fella that Liverpool just picked up on a really ridiculously low buyout clause?
The Greek lad.
Can't remember.
Oh, yeah, he's Greek. Yeah, did he play this weekend?
Anyone know the
Greek lad's name? Produced. I think he's a right back, left back.
Yeah.
Who's no, the centre mid.
Not Minamino.
Yeah, him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So
Minamino. Sorry.
Minamino. Yeah. So United aren't even aware of those deals. United aren't even aware of those release clauses because we don't have a guy that's just he's our transfer expert. Just and think about some of the busy bastards that there are on Twitter that know these things and they're either like a fucking college student or something. Why don't you just have people just mooching around doing shit like that?
I still worry that when we went into negotiations with Sancho, it was a revelation he signed a new deal. I still think there's a part of me that thinks United went, well, he signed until 2023. We didn't know that.
Yeah, spooks.
You know, all right, hang on a minute.
Oh, God,
we'll park in here. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That just changes everything.
We'll put an extra hour on me parking.
Yeah, that's what it's like. It's like, I just need to top up. You know, because like you say, I don't think we know those deals. I don't think we have got someone who's sort of in touch with Arngon in a minute. He's on a free in the summer.
But
that's
we might have, but we, for some reason, and I don't know if it's because of the lack of communication, like United just give the impression of incompetence.
Even like...
Whether that's true or not.
Even like the one bargain we got last summer, Dan James, we only got him because Leeds fluffed their lines in signing him.
Yeah, we still paid like... four times more than they did. I was paying for like a million.
Exactly. So even the bargain we got was basically by default.
Like, who's on the phone? Leeds. Tell them a million and a half. All right. Same player. United are involved. Could we get 6?
12. I'm not negotiating. Done deal, 12. All right.
But who's there's no one at the top of it all giving these guys a head the wobble. Like, it's just not working, is it? So they'll comfortably just sit there, these people, and just get there. You know, if I bet they sign a player and something's successful, they get a nice little behind and the executives get themselves a nice little payout.
I mean...
As long as that continues, then why don't they stop?
Even like Gallo was like deadline day, 11:30, knocking on his director's door going, please get me that move to Old Trafford because I really want to go. Yeah, and it's like, wasn't...
Josh King, didn't we try on like tea time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear what you're doing.
Possibly try and get your player.
Well, come back to United. Yeah, I fancy a bit that, Eddie. I was like, right, that'll be 30 million, please.
We were like, fine, so just going for a tunnel.
Yeah, can't see.
Like, that's not good sort of strategy to be on deadline day ringing Ighalo and going, can you do us a favour, mate? You want to come to United, don't you? Go and knock on someone's door and tell them you want to come.
Yeah, what? It's 4 a.m.
Like, good job he did, because, like, you know, he gave us a bit of a boost and he saw some goals, but it's ridiculous that that's how we're doing things.
It is ridiculous. It does... There's some things that feel really planned, and I'm really proud of how planned they feel. Like, the Greenwood introduction feels planned. Doesn't feel rushed, doesn't feel forced because of injuries. Feels like they was going, he'll play there, he won't play there, he'll play there, he won't play there. He'll get more and more, more and more minutes towards the end of the season. Some shit.
That's the Greenwood thing, you're right, but that's manager-led, isn't it? That's Ollie.
That's football.
Looking at, like, that's not anything to do with above Ollie. And, you know, you look at the whole... Look at Haaland, for example. That's a deal for me that could have got made, or that, you know, should have got made and would have made a difference. You know, one of those semi-finals could have...
Would he? He's done fuck all since he's gone Dortmund, has he?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Was he done score 53 goals?
Probably crazy. Not. You're probably right. Maybe he's worth a point. Maybe we finish third with an extra point.
Probably a point.
Give one more season and we get buying one.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean. Like, but that's a deal that really and truly could have got made, could have got done. But we just, again, fluffed our lines. And, it matters. These things matter. These are the difference between losing that semi-final, perhaps to Chelsea, and winning it.
Well, these are the sliding door moments. Like, under this current regime, Howard Wilkinson phones up, we sell him Dennis Irwin. That's what happens, isn't it? And for those that don't know the story, Howard Wilkinson, Leeds United manager, we finished second to Leeds the previous season. Bitter. Right to the fucking death. He rings up, and the ball's on the guy, to be like, aye, can I buy Dennis Irwin? And Martin Edwards and Fergie are like, tell him to get... Hang on. What's he doing with Cantona? And he goes, you're not having Irwin, but would you sell us Cantona? And he goes, yeah, go on then. He goes, give us 800 grand if you tell everyone it was a million.
That's just...
Which is mega, isn't it? And they was like, fucking rate, lad.
Yeah. But yeah.
They're like, exact words as well.
Right. But now, we sell him Dennis Irwin.
But we, you know.
Yeah.
And Steve Bruce.
Yeah, we'll throw in Steve Bruce. Double deal.
Are we getting rid of anyone?
We'll probably buy Lee Chapman off him instead. Yeah. I asked about Cantona and he said, fuck off, but you can have Lee Chapman.
Yeah, who's on the way out?
We'll take Lee Chapman. I would have thought Jesse signing Raiola, but I'm not sure that's the case anymore.
No, dumb. Is that it?
Surely Phil Jones.
Right, can we not... Right, hear me out.
Can we not?
Can we not knock it? Right, say we went to Villa. Like, there's this talk with Romero. As part of the deal, which obviously would be a lot of money, and you throw in Romero. Can we not get rid of some of these players to someone like Villa and give them money for Jack Grealish? If you go to Villa, here's Chris Smalling and Jesse Lingard and 40 million for Jack Grealish.
Yeah.
They've got two England internationals who are probably at Villa's level
and
40 million quid for a player that's going to leave them anyway. So I don't understand why we can't do that.
Right, yeah. Daz says, Greenwood's game has gone backwards. He was raw at the start of the season and that helped him. Players clearly are not coached. You're right, they just play PlayStation all fucking day, mate.
Greenwood's game's gone backwards. That's ridiculously harsh, that.
They're ridiculously harsh. I think he's going to be sharper in front of the goal.
It's gone backwards.
He's more dominant. He's got more confidence about him as well.
He's an absolute revelation. I don't know, mate. Come on,
Daz.
When he
gets on the ball, he's looking much more dominant.
I'm all for being openly critical about players and being honest, but I think to say Greenwood's gone backwards...
Don't know what we
say. He's a slight stretch, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely a slight stretch. He's got his foot in the door, and he's playing more aggressive, and he's got like a bit not cockiness about him, but air confidence about
him. United don't get third without Mason Greenwood. It's that simple. So
come back with
you. I hope he got a pay rise.
Look at Mason Greenwood last year compared to this one.
Nook says wages are the reason we can't sell. Oh, absolutely.
Yep. Good
absolutely,
point.
Good it point. Is. It literally is.
We, you know, dished out some. Ridiculous deals, didn't we?
Yeah, Kaku scored a good goal last week.
He did, but still had to go to Inter, in my opinion. No, you know, I know there was a big debate.
I was talking about the winner.
Oh, it's funny how, wasn't it? When he scored the first one, everyone was like, oh, we shouldn't have sold him. Yeah. Like everyone, but, and then it's like, that's the Romelu Lukaku, I remember.
Remember that? Yeah, loses it all like that.
Yes.
Di Maria yesterday as well. Sad for him, were you?
I don't see with like the like.
Shut up, you dick.
With Lukaku and Di Maria and even Herrera, I'm not really.
Honestly,
bothered.
I'd have got on.
Mr. Herrera.
No, I'm not. I know, Herrera. Like, but in the terms of what happened in the finals, I'm not asked.
If I didn't have shit to do and I had the disposable income, I'd have got on a train down to Paris, rang his doorbell, and just gone.
Laughed in his face.
Di and I got back on the train and come all the way home.
You love travelling, don't you?
I'd have been chuckling at myself. I love travelling, yeah. I'd have been chuckling at myself the entire way back.
Yeah. Getting on the train.
I don't know. I don't hate Di Maria as much as everyone else does. I just don't really have that much of an opinion on him. He came to United. He was all right at first. Was crap. Then his missus said she didn't want to come to Manchester. What would he fucking do?
Vinicius' missus said the same.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not really bothered about him.
Can we go somewhere nice? Then he went to Milan.
Which is kind of nice.
It's not as nice as Manchester.
Do you know what? It ain't, no.
I've never been to Milan, have you?
No, I don't need to. Yeah, I live in Salford. Why would I go to Milan?
I have. There's there's the St. Anne's Square part of Milan, which is quite a large centre
that's
part.
That's what they call it as well.
In Milan, they say this is like, yeah, it's
like they call it Santiani, actually.
Santiani.
Yeah, there you go.
But
might be signing him.
A lot of the as soon as you come out of the city centre, it gets cracked in here pretty quick.
Really?
Yeah.
City.
Is it me or is like Europe city. Just have way loads more graffiti?
Yeah, they're quite leaning over there with the graffiti.
They like it over there, don't they?
Notice it in Hamburg. Couldn't move for it.
It's not much in Munich. It's not got much graffiti.
Hasn't it?
Berlin's
Budapest
massive.
Got loads of it.
Budapest.
Berlin, big on the old graffiti.
Did you do any when you was over there? A bit of tagging?
No, never tagged.
Joe was here. 99.
On tour.
Yeah.
SK, whatever it is, on tour.
Yeah, and Drew, one of those smiley faces that could look like a penis. With the nose. Classic. Is that veins? Yeah.
Sir Alex would have bought at least 5 players and we'd be contenders for the Champions League. Okay, let's just shut that fucking bullshit right down.
I know where you're going now with this, but I'll let you go and come.
What, you mean post-Ronaldo?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Sir Alex got shafted. Sir Alex had a negative net spend from when the Glazers took over to when he won us the final title. So don't give me like Sir Alex wouldn't have stood for this shit lies, because he did.
The worst summer we had was Ronaldo and Tevez going out the door, and Owen and Obertan. And Valencia right,
turn
out. Right,
Valencia did turn out to be a good signing. You know,
that's
just
ridiculous.
Sitting there like,
that's two world class players going out the door players. And two useless ones, and Valencia coming in.
What a big blow. No one is. What teams have suffered a blow to the attack like that?
That's madness. That's like the Scousers now getting rid of Arnold.
And we still got to a final.
Yeah, that's
mad, isn't it?
Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
It's
didn't win it though,
did it? Oh, fuck off, Joe.
Look at that sign.
I hate Michael Owen.
I remember when Michael Owen was getting substituted on in the Manchester derby where he won us the game. I think Wes Brown was either coming on or going off at the time. I remember as I was clapping, I was just making sure everyone around me, this is for Wes Brown. Not for that little Scouse cunt. About fucking 10 minutes later, I'm about 14 rows away. That was arms and legs and half, that was. I was in K-Stand then. I'm in Stretford now. I was in K-Stand then, and I was right next to the away fans, and they celebrated the draw like they just won everything second.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't have celebrated the fucking Aguero thing when we drew the league any harder than that fucking moment when they equalised.
2010?
The Owen one was 2007, wasn't it?
And then Owen put that away. Oh, I don't remember getting home. Fucking
it was 2010 season, wasn't it? 2009-2010 season.
They won it again.
Decided not to call him a Scouse cunt for about 6 months on the back of that goal.
Yeah.
He still let us down on the end that season. Well, not his fault, he got injured. But we would have won the league if he hadn't got injured.
Can you believe when he said, like, I remember being absolutely, this is another one of Fergie's where you go, what?
No, we didn't win the league that season, did we? Remember?
No.
He got injured in the League Cup final. And then Rooney got injured. We had no strikers.
Yeah,
it was like, all we needed was Owen to play like 4 games in the season and get a goal. So he would park, he would have won.
Was it the League Cup semis against City? Rooney and Owen played amazing together. Just fucking next level partnership link up. And then someone asked Fergie a tactical question, which they just don't ask in press conference anymore. But it said something about Fergie and Rooney playing together, and he goes, oh, they can't really. Fergie and Rooney.
It's a bold strategy. It may just work.
Year-old fella.
What?
I mean, I know he's a striker back in the day.
That's how good Wayne Rooney is.
So yeah, Owen and Rooney.
Yeah.
And Fergie said, they're too similar a player. And I remember at the time going, fucking what?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to disagree there, Alex.
Yeah.
He said they were too similar a player.
Okay.
Because I thought they was amazing.
He just made a glass, though, wasn't he? Again, like, to be fair, his performances for United, by and large, were decent.
At trick?
Yeah, was it Wolfsburg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But actually, that was the fucking start of the mad defence. We had Paddy Evra, I think it was Carrick and Fletcher and Valencia before Valencia had been turned into a fullback, and he was just a flying winger, like, and everyone was like,
"One defender in our back
what
four.
Are you doing?" Yeah, and we won 3-1.
Mental. That is mad. What a time. It's reminiscing, aren't we, boys?
Well, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what Brew's all about.
Yeah, no.
Just reminisce.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
I wonder if Fergie just woke up some morning and go, "I'm mint, me. I am mint. Watch this. Watch this. I'm going to play Rafael and Fabio in midfield.
I was going to
say, I'm going to win.
Against Arsenal. Against Arsenal. Remember that one? Just like completely just do Lally makeshift team and we won. When
that's
Arsenal
the difference between him and like when you see that, like, oh, Pep's masterclasses, like when he plays a random team and you just think, is this going to work? And 50-50 it does. But when Fergie put out a random team, you just lost your head when you saw the team sheet. That slight confidence in him.
Remember when Chelsea had Essien and Ballack in midfield at United? But this is pre-Fletcher being Fletcher. This was Fletcher being the Scottish play.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And it was, yeah, like the Macbeth thing.
Remember them things.
Right? And it was Giggs, who was like at moments towards the end.
Yeah.
Giggs and Fletcher centre mid. My old man going, he's fucking lost the fucking plot.
Yeah.
This is a fucking joke. Did we win 3-1? Something like that. Fucking absolutely dominated him in midfield as well. He's like, Ballack, Essien, they'll be moonwalking through the fucking middle there.
That's what I mean. But it's not just that, the tactical thing. It's like he got the best out of players.
Yeah.
He did. Like, he just...
He just did. As well.
Those also, players, like, you know, we were talking about Tom Clavey earlier. He won a title with United. For a reason, it's not
Cleverly
just
and Anderson as a centre midfield partnership,
he's
right?
Them first six games of the season,
flawless.
Right before he got injured, it was like
flawless.
What's going on here? Michael Carrick was getting booed for passing it backwards. Do you remember?
People just get fucking that. Cleverly
yeah,
on and
yeah,
what?
What I mean.
This is how you fucking do it.
Yeah,
useless like, Geordie twat.
That's what it was. I remember it being at Old Trafford when Carrick got booed, and it was like, what is going on here?
Our fan base has always been mental.
Yeah,
it? Fair play.
Right, I remember Ruud van Nistelrooy getting booed once because I think he missed a penalty in Sunderland. And it was just like, you're not well.
Fucking hell. Yeah, Fergie was a mad one on so many levels. But did what he wanted. I watched that documentary about him, the one that's on Netflix.
I've not seen it yet. Is I don't know why. I've just not.
Fergie?
Yeah,
there's a Fergie doc. Is it Secret Success?
Is it any good? Because
like
a lot of them are. I don't
it's
really like
all right.
It, some of them are a bit
is
like
it a
sort of just stuck together.
No,
sort
it's just
of haphazardly.
Just one thing. Interviews Tony Blair for some reason.
Well, obviously,
he's good in the 90s.
That's who you want. Yeah.
Yeah, that's whose opinion you want. There's a couple of, like, Harvard
so, yeah,
authors.
Yeah, he was there
like
in the dressing room in New Camp. No, Tony Blair.
They're talking about leadership and stuff like that how to manage
they
a team.
They were mates, weren't they? For
seems
a while.
Like it, yeah.
Because I remember in Fergie's book, he spoke about how Tony Blair asking him for advice.
Yeah.
And he was like, well...
It's start like, Anderson
like,
a clever little
it's like, put Gordon Brown on the left wing. And, John Prescott through the middle and you're laughing.
He had a really good line about it, though, because Fergie was like, you know... He was saying to him, what do you do when a player's giving you a bit, you know, a bit back and, you know, he's sort of undermining your leadership. He's like, fucking out the door. And he's like, that's it. Just fucking don't entertain them. They go, bosh. And Tony Blair was like, okay. Because obviously he was trying to figure out what to do with, I think it was Gordon Brown.
Yeah, but
and he wanted him out of his cabinet, but he's still there every single day. Yeah. And he was like, well, what happens if you sell your star player, but he still turns up in a canteen every day? And he was like, got a problem then, haven't you?
What did he do?
He resigned.
What did Tony Blair do? Not seen a bit where Gordon Brown became Prime Minister?
Oh, yeah. Was that at that point then?
You missed
really?
That bit of the country.
I didn't know that was that bit. I didn't
Fergie,
know that was that bit.
Leading United to titles and leading the Labour Party into fucking Parliament.
Yeah.
Imagine Fergie in an argument with one
do you know
of
what?
John
do you know what? Fuck
week.
It. They don't need to go back down the Corbyn fucking route again. What they need to do, Fergie, he ain't doing out.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he gets in?
Nah, I don't know. Maybe
because you've got the anti-United lot. You've got the anti-United lot, aren't you? But you've also got that he is respected by a lot of football fans.
Yeah. But
and people go,
depends.
"Fuck me, that's a baldy appointment."
You've got him saying Phil Jones is the best, the best player I've ever seen.
Of all the British managers, he'd definitely be the top favourite to be a prime minister. Surely.
I don't know. There's just so much anti-United thing now.
Yeah, but who would? Would a British prime minister better? South. No.
Oh, fuck off,
Southgate.
Joe.
That's
Joe
not
just
a bad
Southgate.
Shout, though, because
Southgate over Fergie. Southgate over Fergie.
He did nothing.
I'm not. I know
he
that.
Lost the only game against one half decent fucking
in terms
team.
Of people voting for him. I'm not saying it's Gareth
Southgate.
Southgate
get more votes than Fergie.
Yeah, because after England supporting in idiots, it'll be like, oh, Southgate got us to the semi final. He's amazing.
They could spell Southgate.
Like, oh, I hate Fergie.
He's got double vowel in
the
middle.
I'm not voting for him. That's what I'm getting at.
But that's why they need someone good on the PR front and be like, listen. We know he fucking wins. This is what he does. Yeah? He's good in Europe.
Yeah, so if it all boots off.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah. It's a hard sell, but it might just work.
Fergie for PM. Heard it here first. Duo says, I wrote Fergie. Man playing Darren Gibson in a Champions League semi-final and won. He can do anything.
Did you see that? Like, it's reminding me that it was against Neuer as well, wasn't it? Neuer, even?
Neuer,
yeah. However you pronounce
it.
In Wolfsburg.
So I'm
saying, Anderson got a brace, didn't
he? What's going on? Yeah.
It's like... that was such a weird semi-final, that.
Very odd.
Because we were all like, we just absolutely bossed it, didn't we? And I remember being stood down in Old Trafford, like, singing Yap Stam songs, even though he left us years ago, because we were already through. Like, after half an hour, it was like, this is over.
We're
going to the Champions League final. No drama. Obviously, it didn't work out. We got there, but that's a different story.
Giggs bagged a penalty, did he, in Wolfsburg?
I think it was Gibson, Anderson. Yeah, I think it was Giggs. Anderson 2 and Giggs? Was that there?
He's wild, isn't he?
Yeah.
Fergie?
Yeah, he's mad.
That's what I mean. Some mornings... Out of, like, he did 1,500 games.
This is a must-win Champions League semi-final, so I'm going to put Gibson and Anderson in midfield.
What?
1,500 games, and I reckon he phoned in 600 of them.
Yeah.
Proper, all right? Where he was like, footy manager, ask assistant to pick. All right, we're going with them, lads. It's like, we don't even have him.
Random shuffle.
Like, you've just got random people on the game that we didn't even have in real life, and he's like, well, can you ask? Just ask him if they're free.
It's like when Fabio started the Champions League final, wasn't it? Yeah. What? Really? Okay.
But again, that might be one of those masterclasses that just like, oh.
And then, to be fair, he didn't have a bad game. It was just,
we just didn't get a fucking sniff of against Barcelona.
I don't think anyone's pointing a finger at Fabio.
No. Speaking of blood tests.
Have you had one?
No. Not Barcelona team needs one, no.
Do you reckon?
No, I don't reckon. Dr. Fuentes, Google it.
Most important signing, that.
Really?
Most important signing? What, a bent blood doctor?
Yeah.
What did he used to do?
Are you fucking mad? You don't know? Am I going to educate you here now, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, just I'll educate you. Okay, so bringing in the viewers, but mostly jokes, he's thick.
I know him because he's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
He is.
Fuentes. Schalke,
not Wolfsburg, yeah.
So... There was a big scandal around the start of the last decade, mm-hmm. but a Spanish doctor called Dr. Fuentes, who had been doing treatments for the Spanish cycling team.
Yeah.
Basically, the Spanish cycling team was doped off its tits. Yeah. That's not even an allegedly. That happened.
A cycling team, dope.
Yeah. I know it's a bold claim, I know. He also had Barcelona, Real Madrid and the Spanish national team players on his books.
Oh.
This isn't rumour either, this is fact. This was like logged in a court thing, but they didn't name them because of, what's the rule for doctors?
Or confidentiality.
Hippocratic oath, whatever it is. Something like that, yeah, about like...
That just means about you... Given over that you'll always protect patients right. and look after them.
Okay, well, maybe it's something to do with their private information right, or something okay. like that. So they didn't subpoena, holy shit, and they could have identified which players were... Basically, there were Barcelona, Real Madrid and Spanish players that were doping, which he had the evidence for in his fridge, in his office in Madrid, and the court ordered all the evidence to be burnt rather than released. Because they'd said Spain would definitely have to give back trophies that it won.
Really? I mean, there's no...
And if you think the fat lad's chatting shit...
To burn evidence, is there?
If you think the fat lad's chatting shit, go Google it. Yeah, so Joe's just highlighted this. It has been accused by some who were involved who saw well-known footballers from La Liga visit the office of Dr. Fuentes. Now, this could be a normal visit. Fuentes was a doctor as well as a doping doctor. But the rumours will not go away. By December 2010, an inmate claimed Fuentes had told him, if I were taught, the Spanish team would be stripped of the 2010 World Cup. Fuentes has denied speaking to an inmate. Fuentes had 200...
Oh, is he in prison?
Yeah, because they caught him, yeah. has offered to identify the 211 bags of unnamed blood, was told or encouraged by Judge Julia Santamaria to go that under no obligations to name any other athletes other than the cyclists that were implicated. So they, so it says there, Spain's got the weakest anti-doping laws in Europe. They're pretty much non-existent. And basically they told them to fucking burn them all.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow, wow, wee, wow. Hey, a lot of my nights ruined. Then, what? That's true.
What's it really?
And Champions League finals. They were tough, weren't they?
I know.
One at Wembley was toughest. The glimpse of hope. Rooney's won all.
Yeah, at least with Rome, it was like after 5 minutes. Yeah, it's over, wasn't it?
Don't want it. It's a shame. It's a shame. Mm-hmm. Do you know once went to someone's house and they had all their toilet roll, like off the roll, in a basket?
Right. So you
like multiple bits. So instead of like the really thing,
yeah,
you just picked up what you wanted. And you
really?
Yeah.
And why? Who no, sits there unraveling all the toilet roll and putting it in a basket?
Whose house is it? It must be some.
You got name and shame, that fucking freak.
Who's that? Your mate Max.
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 Max what?
No, Max. You fucking Max. Weirdo.
Right. Is he on your Facebook list?
No.
Let's have a look.
Got loads of Maxes on there.
Of course
there's
you have.
Too many. Yeah, so it was like a basket full of toilet roll. I quite like the
idea.
Did
it look nice?
Looked nice. Yeah.
Was it a full roll off the roll, or was it in like three
I'd
to five?
About three rolls off the roll inside.
I like
the
that.
But were they all connected though?
No.
Or was they going like pull, five, off? Pull,
yeah,
five,
pull
off.
Five off.
Wow. That's
amazing.
A good.
Amazing, man.
That's a 25 minute job, that.
I know, but you got to think the time you're shaving, wiping your ass, probably you probably get that for 25 minutes back.
I don't think you do.
I
think sometimes you put your hand into a mess of paper, right, and just pull it up. I think you're fucking dropping some because you picked up. I think the guy that invented the bog roll on a roll, he was onto something.
Yeah.
I don't think you're making it any better than that convenient little.
I think my kids just absolutely fucking throw that all over the house before I've even finished doing it, and then I end up.
Let us know in the comments. Do you have your shit paper in a basket at the side of the toilet, or are you normal?
Wooden thing as well. That's nice.
What?
It was a wooden basket.
What was that? You're such a Tory.
How the fuck? This wasn't fucking me.
All right, you Tory, mate.
Richie says, I think get Coleman.
What, he puts his toilet roll in it?
You what?
Does he put his toilet roll in it?
That's a very good question.
Oh, that would be a power move, wouldn't it?
Sticking that would be a power move,
wouldn't
it?
FA Cup.
Yeah.
I've got to go in a minute.
Yeah, fair play. Right, I think we need to wrap it up because Jay's got other business to attend to.
But I
don't mean about doping either. But he's got an interview later. Right, Joe.
Is it exclusive?
I would say thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
Feel like I popped into it. I didn't feel like we got going.
Oh, you wait. We've got a guest coming on soon where I'm clearing out my entire night and I promise you a 4-hour show with him, don't we, Jay?
Yes.
Because he'll be epic.
Yeah.
It's not you.
It's me, but I play someone. I play another character.
You're going to play someone interesting next time.
Oh, that was a tap in. That was a tap in there. You gave him an open net there.
Wow.
That was at the right height, right weight on it, everything. Just asked me to put it in the top bin. Anyway, thank you, Joe. Where can people hear more of you?
Just Google it. Fucking geek.
Can't even be asked with a plug.
I think we're from fuck here for a nice time. I'm not leaving anyone.
Well, yeah. Coming with neither, so fair play. Right, cheers. Make sure to subscribe. Tier 1 Podcast has got people on it and stuff, so check that out tomorrow. And we'll see you fuckers in the next one. Laters.
Podcast Network. Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.